In the Shikari and Made of Our Studios, can I get a hoorah?
Hoorah!
You glad to be back?
Oh yeah, hey, man.
Yeah, man. And this new album, how many songs?
11?
10? 11.
10 and a half. Can't even, we're not sure on the last one.
50 minute-ish? 45, 50 minutes?
Yeah, yeah, about, yeah that. About that.
And it's called? Come on. See, the thing is, this is where it gets interesting. This is where it gets interesting, gents, because I know you have an album title, because no one whistles when they don't have an album title. That's some serious poker face going on there within the Inter Shikari camp. So I know you have an album title, and unless you promised it to somebody else, which would be a ridiculous thing to do, then now's the perfect time for us to unveil it for the fans. It's for the fans. Do it for the fans.
We really can't. There's a few things up in the air, but we get our bottoms. That's half butts, half bottoms. Slaps pretty hard if we let it out of the bag now.
That's all right. I just enjoy putting you through the awkwardness of having to say no. Is it a good album title?
Yeah, it's all right. Does the job, you know. A rose by any other name would smell as sweet.
That's a good name for an album title for you guys, isn't it?
Yeah.
Smelling as sweet. So what else can you tell us about what's been happening? Tell us about the recording of the record in Thailand. It's a fairly kind of strange and unorthodox location for a band of your ilk to record a record. Why was it chosen and what was it like?
Well, we could either do it in smelly, dirty central London, or we could do it in paradise. So
yeah, but why there in particular? There's lots of places you can record that are better than there. LA, for instance, has very cheap recording studios, cheap accommodation, and there's a beach nearby there. So why Thailand?
We're cutting some demos with our producer, and he just ran into this guy who had opened up a new studio in Thailand,
yeah,
and was wanting to get people out there. At first it was kind of like a running joke, you know, we didn't think it was going to really make sense, but the more we looked into it, the better it looked, and yep. You know.
What was the sort of daily schedule for you guys in the making of this record with all that stuff outside?
Well, it had a pool, so it was get up, get in the pool, do a bit of recording, get in the pool, have lunch, get in the pool.
Wow.
Do a bit of recording in the pool.
Wow.
And so on and so forth, really.
Yeah, it was definitely one of the most fun times we've ever had in a studio.
Mm-hmm. And is that reflective on the record? Is it a good time, you know, fun sounding record?
It's just a bit of everything. I know that's just like so cliche. It's got our most delicate moments.
Well, it's a cliche for you, because I mean that's every song.
Yeah,
isn't it? I mean, you know, you get through that stuff in 4 minutes, let alone an entire album. And I've always wanted to ask you this question. Now you're a few albums down the track, and you've established your sound and your fan base. And is it a sound that you are conscious of repeating and or trying to break away from with each recording? Do you know what I mean? Because you have a very distinctive sound, I think, as a band.
I don't think we really make any decisions on the music that consciously. I think we're all so fidgety with music as well. We'll just get bored with playing the same, you know, releasing the same song over and over again. So we just kind of delve into all dark depths of the musical spectrum.
Yeah, speaking of which, we're going to take something brand new that you guys have chosen from your record collection right now, which is, you know, music to my ears, because at the moment it's just terrifying crowd after crowd on this tour I'm doing. It's the Noisy remix of Earthquake by Labyrinth. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
All right, you guys are about to get taken to a whole other level of terror and destruction, but first we pray. Yeah.
make you ugly. Yeah.